Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Whew, breathe for a second, y'all. Because it feels good to be back. It feels good to be back in the home that gives you guys nothing but true, raw energy, love, emotion, just pureness. It feels good to be back, you guys. So for all of you that are listening out there, thank you for your support of the Big Bap and Friends Show. Thank you for the love and the energy and the just effort that you have given us over the course of the last 13 years. We have been syndicating for 13 years. So I thank you. We have been on multiple continents, different states, cities, counties, area codes. I mean, we almost have to just do Ludacris at this point. So I thank you guys. for everything that you have done. Tonight, you guys got me in the studio. It's Big Bap, and we're getting ready to spend a little quality time together. Because I was trying to figure out what to talk to you guys about, and so we might as well talk about the elephant that has been in the room for almost 30 days. And it is my last, well, technically, almost damn near my last social media post in the last 60 days. Because I was in Facebook jail. Really, like, Facebook, before I go down this brainstorm of shit that we're going to get into tonight. Facebook, get y'all shit together. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I will probably be off of Facebook and on my own website probably when we come back for the next season. I think we're going to have our own website. It's time. It's time to grow. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, when we get to what day it is, if I'm not mistaken, today is March the 20th. Today is the first day of spring. Today is also Aries season, the beginning of Aries season. So Aries season starts tomorrow? Okay, the first day of spring today and Aries season start tomorrow. Hell, when was the full moon? Did we have one yet? Did it just happen? Shit, because, like, it's a lot going on. Like, I'm going to need y'all to understand the energy and shifts that are happening, they're happening very, very fast. And if you're not really in the vein of understanding what you have going on, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities that's coming your way. Like, the production manager is screaming at me, we're in a retrograde, but it's different for other people. Like, even for the same sign, like just literally last week, me and my nephew was having a great conversation, and I'm going to get to the other stuff later because this conversation is really good. We was having a conversation, and it was funny because it was talking about for the Tauruses that was at the end of April, this was like a really good time for you, the end of April, beginning of May, that early Taurus. It's time for you to go push hard, go get it. And then it was like for the Tauruses that are in the middle, you know, that are in May towards the end part of the sign, sit still. So, you know, like your 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, so on. Y'all sit still because y'all season is still in, you know, like y'all like that late spring, but that early spring, that before, that early crop that started coming up before spring really hit, like that's for the, you know, that was for the early Taurus this season. If you just believe in horoscopes, astrology, and the information that was being put out there. So if you, you know, if you put, you know, what they say, if you place your seed on fervent ground and you get what you get out of it, then this is your season. If you missed your season, if you misstepped on your season, it's not too late. You can still throw some seeds in the ground. You're going to still get a harvest before it get hot. Because some things don't take nothing but, you know, 30, 60, 90 days to bloom, blossom, and blow out. So you're still good. You're still in that vein. It's just some people don't understand when they say be in your season, understand your season. Each season, just they do different things. And if you use them particularly the right way, then you're going to be good, man. And I'm telling y'all, 2022, I told so many people so many years ago, I'm like, just get to 2022. And it was like what I said, 2022 for, like, millennials is going to be – it's an amazing time for millennials. Like, Gen Z is starting to understand a lot astrology a little bit more, so they're kind of hitting on it more. But for millennials right now, if you really understand astrology, our generation – man, you can really do some amazing things right now because there's a lot of positive energy out there. But you got to escape some things, man. And that's the thing that I need so many people around us to understand. You have to escape some things. And it's not – so many people miss when I mentor. I wish CJ was on with us tonight because so many people miss this one right here. When I mentor, one of the things I talk about with people is – fear. And so many people mistake fear as being just, oh, I'm afraid that I'm going to get bit, or, you know, the big fears that everyone likes to say that I don't have. But what everybody doesn't understand in life is there are little fears that we have. There are micro fears that we have. There are, you know, there are trans fears that we have that we may not understand them cognitively because we've never truly dealt with the issue, or the actual issue of it has never been presented to us. But there are certain fears that guide us on a day-to-day basis that we just kind of, we guide ourselves away from those fears at all times, and we don't even know we subconsciously do it. But in sometimes guarding yourself against fears, you subset, let yourself get overtaken by other things because you feel safeguarded away from your fears. And so sometimes your fears can be just as much your capture as it is someone else's capture. And so as you begin to go through this world as we call life and navigate your little portion through it, understand who you are. You know, I teach a lot of things from a self-control standpoint. There are other people who teach from an expressive standpoint. You know, me and my nephew had a great conversation talking about karate and martial arts. And he said he didn't understand the importance of defensive martial arts. And I said, then you don't understand martial arts. And he said, well, I mean, yeah, but there are offensive martial arts. I said, but again, that's the problem with people. We are so ready to hit the gas pedal that if they understand and you go back and you operate an entire stick shift, you, all of your body must be in sync. Your feet has three different things that it must worry about. So your feet must still be engaged. Your hand must still be engaged because you have to still work the stick shift. Your other hand must be engaged because something still has to navigate and control the steering wheel, while your eyes still must be engaging on the road. So there was no ability. There is no ability to pick up a phone and navigate a phone and do something with a phone because all of your senses are now working as one to control something in order to go. And if it rolls back, you roll with it and you go and you ease off and you drive off. There's a process to it. But see, we've gotten so quick to let's take this out, let's take that out. And the things that we add to ourselves to help us go hyper fast, it doesn't give us any foundation. And so now when we don't have a foundation to build off of, there's no natural gravitational pull. Like if you are an old school driver, the first thing you do is when that car goes in reverse, the first thing your hand naturally does is go behind the passenger seat. But for the new age, their eyes go from steering wheel to camera. And as you train yourself to fast forward with the modern day, you catch yourself up to the modern day, and things change and they evolve. That's why textbooks change. That's why we learn new things. Spring is putting away all of the old things that you got so accustomed to. And understand this, and I need you to understand this and hear this. If there was ever so much a sign that can get complacent and rest in its loyal and procrastinate, if ever there was a sign, the Taurus is the sign for that. We are the, ooh, this bath water feels so good to my toes right now. Ooh, this sandwich tastes so good right now. Ooh, I'm going to just stand here and hit this cigarette in 22-degree weather because it feels so good right now. But right now is not a time to be in the I feel good. Now is not the time to be comfortable. I'm sorry. If you are coming out of whatever you have come through, if you went through a whole lot of foolishness through this COVID last 2 years, if your job had been tripping and you finally got to a situation where it's workable and comfortable for you, if you started your own business and you out here succeeding, if you're doing your thing right now and you're comfortable, kudos to you. Get uncomfortable again because you ain't going to do nothing but blow what you got. When you begin to get comfortable and stagnant are very similar words. And if you understand stagnant, anything that is around stagnation begins to decay and become decrepit and die. there's nothing wrong with resting. There's nothing wrong with recovering. There's nothing wrong with healing. There's nothing wrong with getting your shit in order. There's nothing wrong with sitting down with a financial advisor and making an adequate plan. There's nothing wrong with sitting down with a tax preparer, getting your taxes correct. There's nothing wrong with sitting down with a mechanic to understand if it's worth putting the actual work into that car or trading that bitch in and getting a new one. See, there's just some things that if you sit down and talk to an expert about some of the things that you're dealing with, you might be able to just fix a few things. But the problem that we have right now, the problem that I keep dealing with most people is not that we just have opportunities to make decisions and be decisions. One of the problems that I'm starting to realize is we want to control the decision. Not just control the decision, we want to control the outcome of the decision. We want to be the reason that the situation even happens. Sometimes you just have to sit back and you just have to believe in the reason. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
My feet are up above.
Okay, because I can't tell them to go take me to a place that I ain't going to be able to come back from, and I ain't going to be able to do my next segment, so let me not go there with Tamla, because y'all know she disrespectful, and I love her. All right, let's go ahead and give a shout out to, we're not going to do no sponsors tonight. We're going to do a show sponsor-free for one night. All right. If you want to sponsor anything going forward, you are more than welcome to do so. You can call 563-999-3090. You can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Title it whatever you want to title it, and our staff will get back with you accordingly and quickly. All right. Tonight we're going to do Black History is World History, and the person that I want to talk about, her name is Amelia Bassano, and was honored credit for her poetic playwriting and literary genius. She was a Black woman who has been proven to be the true writer of all of William Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare's Dark Lady by John Hudson states that Benito wrote the sonnets about herself as, hold on, this is so, I cannot read this now. Hold it up, because I cannot read it.
No, it's okay.
With the plays that Shakespeare was simply a front used to hide her identity. Bassano was born in 1569. She could not publish her work because she was Black and a slave. She died in poverty because she was never received a dime for her work. Shakespeare was illiterate and could barely write his own name. I found it worth it to look into Shakespeare's Dark Lady, an amazing character well worth the study. The book is a controversial and provocative. It is never too late to accredit and salute Amelia for her amazing work. If the truth was already only told, this is Black history. We were told lies to make them look good. Let's shed some light on it to prove the beautiful dark past of our ancestors. And I want to give credit to something, because a lot of times when I read some of the things that are on here, I usually take credit for it because I thought of it, I came up with it, and I designed this, and I want people to understand. I by no means take anything away from anyone who's done what they've done. When you give Shakespeare his credit, Shakespeare gets credit for literally writing the King James Version, and he is not the only person who was in the room who helped write that book. It was a group of people, but it is known to all people that Shakespeare was in the room when King James's version of the Bible was originally put together and crafted. That is a known fact. What was not known is the beautiful story of this young lady is, because of the fallacies and flaws that Shakespeare had and the credit that he was able to take because of this young lady, she was allowed to accompany him on all his great grandeurs. So although Shakespeare understood the plight of what she was going through, he still used it to his advantage to give her an advantage. What so many people miss in so many wonderful stories that are told in history is, even when you celebrate Black History Month, or as we now are in the month of March and Women's History Month, had not Shakespeare had the wherewithal to say, hey, instead of having you stay here, be with me and let me show you the greatness of the world. Because at the end of the day, she couldn't do anything other than be a slave where she was. There is a dark side to everything. But it's up to you. I mean, it is truly, and I mean clearly, up to you to see the dark in everything. But there are some positives. And if you can simply find the positives, those are the things that you can begin to build your foundation on. Generally, when you go, I tell people this in most cases. Most black people in corporate America are generally equal opportunity hires. When you get to anything that's management and above, they're generally equal opportunity hires. The problem with hiring someone that you underestimated or undervalued is you didn't really know their true potential. You only hired them based off of what they could do or what quota or what box they could simply check just because they walked in the door. What reasonable people understand, and I say reasonable, because when you go to court, what do they say? They put you before a reasonable jury of your peers. Okay. Words matter, okay? And if you're going to tell me that it's reasonable to do something, then you must reasonably be able to understand what you're reasonably asking of it, correct? So when Shakespeare said, hey, ma'am, you're teaching me, someone who can't read and write, how to read and write, and when we write something and when you show me how to write it and I go show it to whatever, the people that are my parents, because that's generally who you would be writing for at a young age, because remember, Shakespeare became famous at a very young age as a playwright. People don't understand this. He became famous at a very young age because what he was able to do was, even though his parents would not accept the knowledge that he was getting, this young lady who was parting that wisdom into him was able to see also the trouble that he was able to get into. So oftentimes what he would write and what she would write wouldn't be acceptable to their audience. So they bait and switch. Remember when we talked about the bait and switch season? Because, see, a lot of people understand it from a slave-slavee relationship. But if you read her story, see, a lot of people are going to find her Wikipedia page, and that's going to be great. But if you read her story, and you understand what they presented to each other, and you go study her history, and you understand her background, and you understand what was going on at the times, and you look at just how much of what she did was modernism to black people, what Shakespeare did in his time was the same thing. You can't have one without the other. There's a good and a bad. There is a yin and a yang to every situation. But you have to also understand when things get out of balance, there is something that you must do. The reason why so many people begin to say her name over the years is because they've gone back and given people's and families past accolades so they can restore at least the balance to that family name if there is a lineage to be passed on. Just because they don't give you credit then does not mean your family can't get credit for it now. If you understand what your family's supposed to be getting credit for, we all started somewhere. Understand the value of what your family has done, the legacy that you have given, not just America, but the world. Some of you don't even understand your true history, your true background, your true DNA makeup, who you are as a person. Some of you have no idea. And it's okay. Because as we learn who we are, as we figure it out together, we chill, we relax. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
nothing as a specialist. This is a beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating. Smoking as a seed again. Then the different kind of trying to make the hot shit. Oh, when a job is here. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the woman. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job is this. Drinking, yet I'm thinking of another rhyme. Smoking, hoping that some bad news will come some other time. Cause I'm trying to do what I love. I love what I do. This music is something more different than the weed and the fruit. That's why we mashing. We ain't asking for nothing. We working for it. Push it, peddle it to the people. They can't ignore it. This is for all the independents. A few major labels. The big studios who still give niggas favors on the mixing and mastering, puzzling and plastering the tracks together on tapes, CDs, wax, or whatever. This is for all the engineers who smoke weed. Can't forget about the production cost and all the hidden fees for another rhyme written. We spend time spitting in the booth. Sometimes it's like a pigeon coop, but it's all for the cause. Yeah, so I'm gonna continue to MC and smoke weed. You know I'm
rolling up another swisher, listening to the beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating, smoking another seed again. And the liver running, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the woman. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job this is.
That BB gets it lift to you, I make it look so easy. With the music I be making, big impression I be lifting. I'm out from 6 hours to stay, thinking I'ma trick it off. I'm rolling up a bleed, puff it, pass it, and shake it off. Move on to the next phase and it's amazing. The next generation of rappers, Big Snoop Dogg raising. That's 15 years in the game, still got the fortune and fame. Yeah, I'm doing my thing, check his death. And somebody said that real G's go to heaven. So I'ma keep spitting the truth on these fools like a reverend. Stay open like 7-Eleven, that's 24-7. When you need some hot shit, stop by and get you a beverage and serve it. My rhymes like nickels and dimes. Plug it in, let it play, and let me blow your mind. It's the dominant conglomerate, prominent, and I'ma get what I gotta get. Plus another sweet pop to the beat.
Rolling up another swisher, listening to the beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again. Let the liver run and trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Better make it home with the moon. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job this is.
We work nights, be some vampires. Niggas gather round the beat like a campfire. Singing folk songs, but not no kumbaya. My lord, you download it for free. We get charged back for it.
I know you're saying. They won't know, they won't miss it. Beside, I ain't a thief. They won't pay me a visit. So if I come to your job and take your corn on the cob and take a couple kernels off, but that would be alright with you.
Damn. No, yeah. Exactamundo, but we just keep recording and it ain't to get no condo. And candy bent the fanny with no panties in Miami. And that cute little chick named Tammy that you took to the Grammy. See, we do it for that boy that graduated. That look in your eyes real tough and said appreciate it. And that he wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for your CD number 9. And he's standing with his baby mama Kiki and she crying. Talking about that they used to get high to me in high school. And they used to make love to me in college. And they told me about their first date. Listen. Hot tunes and hot tea, like a fingernail polish. I say, hate to cut you off, but I gotta go. I wish you could tell me more, but I'm off to the studio. Gotta write tonight. Hey, can you put us in your rap? I don't see why not. Devin is the dude. You gon' probably hear him talking back.
Rolling up another swisher, listening to the beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again. Then the living room, I'm trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job it is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Gotta make it home with the woman. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job it is.
Yeah. It's like me.
Welcome back. We are back. Listen, y'all, we're going to start finding people when they be late. Go ahead and welcome Miss CJ to the show since she decided she wanted to be here. At 35 minutes into the show, go ahead and y'all welcome.
Hi everybody.
listen. Let me say this because like she understands that I am being petty with her, and let me say this, guys, and I want to say this with all sincerity. Build you a team who understands the importance of business and family. I want that to be something that y'all put in y'all spirit. Build you a team that understands business and family because they're not equal. They're not equal. All right, Kalisha, since you got here all late, you know what time it is. It's what day it is. We got to get that out the way. So it is. Let's go in this order because this order is kind of weird. So we're gonna do it like this. Today is National Flower Day. Not like flour as in roses, like white powdery flour, you know, the kind you make biscuits with.
Like
we're going to
bake something with.
Yeah, today it's World Flour Day. So, you know, so if you had some biscuits or made something, shout out. We appreciate your efforts in the kitchen. Continue to be great and do all the wonderful things as you build and flower things up and stuff like that. We are having a breakdown in the back room back here. Our CEO has decided that she is going to just break the studio. So I'm finna go to jail. If you put that in your mouth, get your child. I'm finna kick up stuff. I've decided to bring somebody to the studio tonight, and she has completely lost her mind tonight. Anywho, let's get back to what we was doing. Today is also National Ravioli Day. Today is also, I wish Lady Bird was here. If you haven't read any of her books, man, I definitely, National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. She has some amazing books, man. Lady Bird has written several books about HIV awareness and just things of that nature. If you have not supported her, man, please go to her page. I know we said we weren't going to do no sponsorships, but I can't with today being that. Also, today is National Proposal Day. I never knew that. Never knew 320 was National. Huh? Proposal. No, that's not what it says. It says proposal, R-O-P-O-S-A-L. Who spelled it wrong? Well, I'm reading. Wow, y'all see how I get done? She gonna tell me I'm wrong when I'm reading the notes that she sent me. Production manager. See, that's what we're gonna take black folks nowhere. But y'all know what my favorite part of today has been? CJ, you know what it is?
What is it?
Today is the first day of spring.
I'm so excited. My favorite
That was the most unexcited
so
I've ever
excited.
Heard
you
say.
You don't understand.
Like that was,
you don't understand.
Like that was,
it was like, do I
like
scream or do I, like, chill? And I'm trying to chill because like, the scream is just too much.
Like,
it's too much. I don't want to wake people up. It's listening.
That sounded like instead of chopping
up the bacon.
You don't understand.
Like, I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
Why are you excited?
Well, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on this season. For one, it's my birthday. But for two, like, I'm going to be traveling and stuff.
Oh, she said birthday. We got birthdays next. What time is it? Do we need to go to a commercial break? Well, we got 4 more minutes before a commercial break, before birthdays come up, man. So, man, let's catch up then because we ain't talked in a minute. What's been going on in your world? What's good in the world of Miss Janae?
Well, spring break has been, like, dope. Y'all know, for those of you who know me, like, my kid is my world. He's my everything. So we've actually been kicking it. He's helping me learn so much stuff.
Wait, what do you mean he's helping you learn so much stuff? Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Listen, I'm learning text cheat codes and how to make graphic stuff on the computer and on the tablet. And he's hooking his mom up. I'm excited. This kid is brilliant. The things he comes up with.
Yeah, see, what we have to do is we have to learn that if we create the foundation, so much can be done with it by others. It can be a team effort. Like we're so heartfelt on I gotta do it my way. It's my way or the highway. Everybody dies if we don't do it my way. And it's not that. You know, your kid's amazing, man. And if we understand, if we quit trying to beat the old ways into our children and understand that they're progressing at a different path and with different things, they will be successful and be great. We are so busy trying to hold on to yesterday. Yesterday. All my troubles felt so far away. I ain't gonna do that to y'all. Some people like, first of all, some people like, all I knew was an old song. First off, two legendary groups both covered that song. Okay, production manager, who was one of the groups? That matter of fact, no. Put that on social media. Put whoever can get both the groups that covered that as a number one hit. And they're both groups. Okay, production manager, what are they? Because she would have said it so bad. She's never wanted to say anything on the show ever before. Okay, production manager, what's the answer to that? What are the two groups that covered yesterday to number one hit?
The Beatles.
And? That is correct. The Beatles and Boyz II Men are the two groups who covered that song specifically and led it straight to a number one hit. Did you know that, CJ?
You know, no. Not gonna lie. No, I did not. Yeah, I always.
You know what? I'm gonna play the Boyz II Men's verse. The craziest part was I was not gonna play that song from this album. But since we got it pulled up and I already done sung it and did the intro, we're going to give Boyz II Men some love with their rendition of Yesterday. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. Oh, I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday. Oh, I had to go. I know she loved us every day. I'm dead of the day long. I'm with you.
yesterday. No.
Now, I know everybody's like, oh, I remember that song. I remember that song. I remember that song. Go ahead, bring CJ back in. I know she remember that song. She remember that song. She remember that song.
Remember that song. Yeah, I didn't know the history behind the song, but I remember that song. It was a good song.
Yeah, that, listen, I'm not going to lie. That second Boyz II Men album is, listen, they first and they second album by themselves is just, you gotta have a lot of good music just to go up against their first two albums by itself. Like they first two albums, Motown Philly and the number two album. I'ma just go down the number two album by itself. First of all, they got an intro song, Thank You, that's better than most people's whole album. Then they got a song All Around the World where they're just naming capitals and places around the world that's still better than some people's whole song. Then they got a song called You Know, which was a great song. They got a song called Vibing, which was a great song. I Sit Away Lonely, which was a great song. Jazz the Bell, when they was doing the Play Around with the, that was still a great song. Their interlude, Khalil, was a better song than some people's music. Trying Times is probably arguably one of the best songs on here. Then you still have the classic number ones of I'll Make Love to You, On Bending Knee, 50 Candles, Water Runs Dry, and Yesterday on one album.
Yeah, you're going to make me go back and listen to that album tonight.
That was when I was a kid, that was my number one album to go to sleep to. Because first of all, what you have to understand is what Wanye was able to do in falsetto. Listen, let me do birthdays before I get in trouble. Let me do birthdays. I don't want to get out of line with our sponsors, you know, I'm not gonna get in trouble. Okay, so we're gonna start with yesterday's birthdays. Oh man, if you don't know who this person is, you don't even deserve to even talk hip hop. You can't talk culture. You just can't talk black entertainment at all if you don't know who this man is. His name is Fred Berry, better known as Rerun. If you don't know who that is, Kalisha, you know I'm right, right?
Yeah.
Again. Okay, we have another guy. No, you wouldn't have found the legends, huh? She wouldn't have found a legends list. So if you don't know who this lady is, you don't deserve. Her name is Mom Mabley. She was an American stand-up comedian actress. If you do not know who she is, she is literally considered the godmother of comedy. That is her title. If you don't know who she is, please go look her up. I don't know who this is. Her name is Yandy Smith. I don't know who.
I'm so mad at you for that.
What? Who is she?
Yandy Smith, she's on Love & Hip Hop, one of them, New York to be exact. She does a lot of like community stuff out that way, but Love & Hip Hop, that's how I know her.
Okay, then I don't know her yet. Let me know. Oh, we going to commercial break. I forgot about this dude right here. Listen, you know how I feel about that Houston. All right, well, really, poor Arthur, but Bun B's birthday is March 19th. Happy birthday, Mr. Underground King himself, Bun B. Rest in peace, Pimp C. You got to say them together because they do come as a duo. Spike Lee's birthday is today. Man, Mr. Do the Right Thing himself. Whew, oh, my God, Jamal Crawford. Yeah, that boy crazy, too. Yeah, it makes sense for him to be a Pisces. This boy, Jamal Crawford, batshit crazy in my eyes. I don't care what nobody say. Freema, Agimon, I don't know who that is. She played Martha Jones in the BB Science Doctor Who. Okay, yeah, that's some European shit. I don't know who she is. I mean, everybody think I'm European, but I don't know who she is. I don't be keeping. Yeah.
I don't know.
Y'all really don't understand. Okay, Dominique Jackson, whoever she is, her birthday is today too. I know who Eddie Shaw is. He's a bad saxophone. You better listen. Okay. How's that? I know who Vanessa Bell Calloway is. She old too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then, fine. Oh. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, come on. Okay, she old, but they better go. Listen, if you don't know who she is, you better go Cotton Plant, Arkansas. You better go look her up. All right, and that concludes our birthdays. And you, how you gonna tell me I know all the old people? Hell, you gave me a list mostly of old people. I mean, the rest of these people, I don't know what they're famous for. Just listen. Just because you had 200,000 streams on YouTube does not make you famous.
I don't know who Yandy Smith is.
See?
I just remember
talking
to some Real Housewives by Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever, man. I ain't got time for that. These people be famous for breathing. Some of them might as well just put out a sex tape at this point. I mean, shit. Some of y'all just let's take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we are going to Kalisa, what's your favorite Bun B song? Because we're gonna take a Bun B break. She's gonna be like, I don't know.
Why you always put me on the spot like that? Pick one.
You gonna make me pick one?
Yes.
I got you. Where which album is? Let me go back to the albums. I shouldn't. I don't think I know about that. Y'all might not know about that.
Represent that HR, understand me? Him as a motherfucker. Yeah. It's your false fat quote, represent that HR, understand me? Him.
Cannon.
It's your false fat quote, represent that HR, understand me? Him as a motherfucker. Swing, set up. I got my nigga Bun B with me. Y'all talking about LT Mon.
Get
the
grease
beat. Trying to move on my turf. Drop a dime to the feds, interrupting my work. I got some niggas that bang with me, poke things with me, shit brown, blow crane, chop planes with me, put the word on the strip, organize the lick, got my wolf pack of goons in a position to trip, hopped in the van, with a mouth of a caper, ain't no hesitation involved, we out, put a white in the paper, any drama we handle it, partners is handling, fuck knuckles, I'ma hit you with an AK sandwich, got my game as a youth. Turn the hustle that time. Put that barrel in your grill. You be knees on Pampers. Out of town, niggas packing weed in Atlanta. Some big choppers come out and snap like cameras. Shawty, we ain't bammers. We got brand new hammers. Ready to come back and hang your ass like banners.
Got blades with the chrome and the flicker trail niggas that'll run up in your home. Yeah, no nigga, no a chain. No nigga, no a chain. No nigga, no a chain. No nigga. We got the throw by the boat, blow the coat by the keys. There's a
longevity. Suckers like to get down on their knees. You ain't no nigga, which ain't no nigga, which ain't no nigga, which ain't no nigga. No nigga. Grind full time, ready to give a nigga the full nine. Got my niggas to down with me, down, run the town with me, town. Let me put the nigga proud as a clown with me. The shoulder was blazed up, we loaded the chains up as that underground came with middle fingers raised up. I ain't boring your bitch ass, got my gun out the spray. But see, your pistols must be punished, they won't come out of play. Come out of play. Staying in the crib won't stop me from setting this leg off. But don't ain't nothing but wooden hinges that I can kick off. Wives don't move me, kids don't stop me. That thing gon' open or somebody gets dropped. Guaranteed when I put in work, it won't be sloppy. They gon' know that somebody killed your ass, nigga, just not me. Head back to the headquarters and chop up the skull. That's how we do it down in the dirty south. We can't no stop, can't detain the slabs. We got blades with the chrome and the flicker trail. Niggas that'll run up in your home. There ain't no nigga for a chain. No nigga for a chain. No nigga for a chain. No nigga.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead and say you didn't know that song. CJ?
You know I didn't know that song.
Hold on, come on. Now,
you know I didn't know that song.
Listen.
No. They took me to church. Let me explain. If it was not
what?
On the radio, I don't know that song. They took me to church, sir.
Come on, you in Texas.
They took me to church. They took
you
me
in
to church.
You in Texas now.
And I still go to church. No, sometimes I go.
I can't with you. Listen, let's talk a little bit, man. CJ, I want to talk a little bit about me.
Okay.
And I'm having this conversation with you not because I wanted to. The production manager told me that I had to have this conversation. So to do it from an authentic standpoint, and I think the only way we can fairly do this from an authentic standpoint is I'm going to let you interview me. And we're going to keep it 100%. Right now, we're going to keep it 100% authentic. You can ask me anything you want to ask me. No question is off limits. We're going to go. Let's go. Let's go. Welcome to the show. Big Bap and Friends exclusive. You got it. Ask me any question you always wanted to know. This is, I got you. Right now, we're going to do this.
I'm like, for the chilies and, okay. Okay.
Well, let's go. Ask a question.
Question that I always wanted to know. I don't know.
And while we get,
that's a difficult question.
Hold on, while we're doing this, let's do this. While we're doing this, let's open it up. Let's open it up to the guests, too. So the call-in number is 563-999-3090. If you want to call in, you have something to say, you want to add to this show, you would like to have a discussion with me about any topic, anything, open forum. The show is open now. The production manager is sitting in the background. The lines are completely open. If you want to call in, let's go. We're doing it live, 10 o'clock hour, exclusive. We're going to do this for about the next 20 minutes before we go into our next break and do Black People Are Dope. So, Kalisha, let's go. Let's get it. I'm doing it different tonight. Let's go. As Lil Jon would say.
Extremely different, I would say. Yo, I don't know what to ask you. I feel like to ask you a question is like to get to know you over time. That's like, that's weird to ask you a question on the spot.
No, like just anything, like anything that you've seen me deal with, talk about, go through, anything since you've known me. Let's break some things down. I know there Man, listen, you got notebooks worth of shit over there on me, so I know, I know there's a question.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't care if it's business, life, whatever. Let's talk.
What was your first business since you said business? What was your first business and what prompted you to go down that journey?
Well, my first business was a lawnmower business. And it was like everybody just always asked me how I was making money, and I always came up with ways to make money that just didn't put me in a lot of danger. And so once I realized I could get money that way, I just put my friends on. So, you know, the friends of mine who didn't want to turn to the dope game, like that's how we got our money. I mean, you got to understand, kids my age, when I was coming up, they was in the dope game at like 5. Like, you had, like, really, like, dudes on the corner as early as 5, 6, 7 years old, like, with choppers, like, that know how to use them for real. So I didn't want to go down that path, so I chose cutting grass. That was my first job at 7. Next question.
Next question. Describe yourself at 21.
Oh, let's see, 21. I was getting ready to re-enlist. Oh, I was 21. 21 was interesting. I was getting ready to, I had just re-enlisted. So 21, I had just re-enlisted. I was at Fort Campbell. I was getting ready to go back to Germany. I was in the Army. Yeah, 21. That's 2000 and 2002. 9/11 had just happened. Yeah. 9/11 happened in 2001. At 21, 9/11, when I was 21, 9/11 had just happened. So 9/11, so yeah, I was on my way back to Germany because I got back to Germany and then we deployed. Because I fought in Iraq from Germany. Yeah. Yeah, I was in the military. I was a cook. I was married. I had my first child already. My second child was on the way, if not already here. Yeah. Yeah. I had my first child at 18, second child at 22. So I had just, yeah. Yeah, he was on his way. She was pregnant at least. So, yeah, that was me. That was me at 21. That's my 21-year-old story. Had a child, another one on the way. Married. Listen, I tell people when I'm married, it's a child involved. When I'm single, I'm on some whole shit. Real talk, I'm going to say this because I'm going to be transparent. People be wanting to put rules on people and boyfriend and girlfriendships, and them niggas don't even really be liking them people. They be in about three, four different situationships. They got a boyfriend, a side nigga, a mechanic, a person who does their waxes, about 2, 3 other niggas that they got relationships with, and then they be mad when the dude that they're in a relationship don't give them the slightest little thing. So then they go run to one of these emergency and reserve dick-ass niggas, but not realizing the emergency and reserve dick-ass niggas is giving dick to like 3, 4 different reserve-ass bitches. And then they be mad because now they want him to be faithful, but everybody been some reserve-ass hoes, and now they want to be wholesome. I acknowledge my faithfulness when I'm in my phases. If you want to be a hoe, we're going to be a hoe. But if you're trying to be a housewife, then bitch, qualify and change your characteristics, but you can't be both. I'm not changing your mind. See, I've heard that. Ooh, if you want me to be with you, change my mind. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of my life. Can't change nobody's mind. If you want to be a hoe or you want to be happy at home, being happy at home sometimes is lonely. Because it's just you and that other stupid motherfucker. The reason why I say stupid motherfucker is not because they're not worthy of anything. Y'all both just stupid, home alone looking at each other, when you got a whole world that you can still explore. People act like getting married is a... But people act like getting married becomes a handcuffed life sentence situation. If that is what you are and y'all have now become stagnant and y'all can't grow together, then y'all should actually go apart. If you are in any type of relationship and that relationship does not blossom into something, then it wilted and died. It has already gone through its death cycle. Move the fuck on. Why are y'all holding on to people who have died in your life? Have a funeral, say amen, and go in your head. Everything does not require closure. Closure was when they stopped fucking with you. Closure was when you was texting and then you gave them some draws yesterday and then they was texting you every day and now you texting them first and then by the end of the week they barely texted. You got closure. They got what they wanted. You don't need him to tell you. You got closure. You don't need her to tell you. You got closure. If before you got the draws, they was doing everything, and then after you got the draws, they did less. Men and women both do that. That's not a one-sided conversation. I don't give a damn how great, how cute you think you are. You are on somebody's accomplishment goal list, whether you like to believe that or not. There are some niggas who will fuck you for fun and never call you tomorrow. Just like there are some females who will do the same thing. You were something to do in the moment coming out of an airport. I've seen it. But we competing too much, man. As black folks, can we get back? I mean, don't get me wrong. There's times to compete. If you want to be the spelling bee champion in your school, then bitch, do the studying to be the spelling bee champion. If your goal is to cure cerebral palsy, then you need to be studying to do stuff like cure cerebral palsy. But if your job is to be the best, you know, garbage man in the city, I'm not saying that you can't be smart, but man, focus on sanitation solutions and environmental earth sciences. Like, there's no reason for you to be studying astrophysics. They don't go together. Environmental science, you don't need to be studying Egyptology out of Africa. Like, they just, like, I just don't get people. We want to act like we're the experts in shit we don't know nothing about. And then when somebody actually gives you the floor and says, okay, you talk about it, then the first thing that all those people want to say is, I ain't got nothing to say. You was the most talkative motherfucker when everybody else had the floor. Those are my favorite people currently in America. So here's the opportunity. Everybody who wants to float, you can have it. We ain't got to fight about it. Let's give everybody the float. I'm an equal opportunity, fair share talker. Next question, Kalisha.
What, Zane? Is there an elephant that I'm unaware of?
Is there a what?
An elephant that I'm unaware of?
What elephant?
I was just asking. That sounded very direct, as if you were calling people out directly.
Oh, yes, I'm calling people out. I'm calling anybody out now. See, here's what you have to understand. I went through a process, and you were with me during this process. I said, Kalisha, so we're going to go through a two-year process. I said, we're going to gear up. I said, year one, you're going to see – you're going to go through watching me do something. Then year two, we're going to do it hands-on. And then year three, we're going to begin to launch your business, right?
Correct.
So everything that we've done cerebral was in a very distinct pattern that I did it in. And so I have my personal number one rule in business is I don't tell anyone how to run their business. Kalisha will tell you, I say that to people all the time.
All the time.
Please don't ask me for advice because I don't give advice. If you want me to give advice, pay me for it so I can tell you my honest opinion. There's no reason for you to ask me for pleasantries in a personal conversation if you want pleasantries, because I am a very pleasant and becoming friend. I'll just do shit. I won't even complain about it as a friend. I'll just do it and get it out the way so we can just move on, and that's not even an issue no more. I'm one of those types of friends where I just, that whole going back and forth thing, my energy's not there for that. I'm from a different generation. We just knock you the fuck out and move on. We're not arguing. So I just built my life based off of those principles. But when you understand my number one principle in business is I'm not going to ask you or tell you how to run your business. People don't understand. If that principle applies towards you from a me standpoint, why would you think that business wouldn't apply to me from a me standpoint? So what would make you think that you would have the ability to tell me how to do mine? And that's what I've run into. I've run into a concert theater of people trying to tell me how to run business, and these people struggle at day-to-day work. I've listened to people criticize everything that I'm doing, and they're literally sitting on the sideline doing absolutely nothing. Or they become stagnant in careers, or they're getting fired from. You know, I have a very good track record of job history. You want to know what that is, Kalisha?
What's that?
In 40 years of working before I retired to run my own company, I've never been fired ever a day in my life. I've never received a termination. I've been threatened with one 17 million times. And you've been on the phone for a couple of those threats and how they ended. And
they were funny.
What they started like and what they started like and what they ended like are not the same.
They were extremely... Yeah, those are very interesting conversations.
It started off with
very aggressive, and then they get very tail tucking. They get touching their tail real quick, and just running on, carrying on.
But it does start off. It does start off very, 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 very aggressive towards me. You know, like the time I had to write the guys at work on Martin Luther King. Like, how do you have to write up somebody for violating your rights on a black holiday?
Yeah.
All because you're trying to enforce the actual safety protocols that your job is supposed to be adhering to. People will try you in all scenarios. You have to understand that if you don't know, then that's what's going to make people be able to take advantage of you, the lack of knowledge. People are always quick to say, I'm good on that. I'm good on that. No, learn how to say, nah, teach me, show me. The more that you know, people call me a know-it-all because they think that I intentionally know it all. No, I ask questions. Show me, teach me. I'm even more better if you want to get hands-on with me and get physical and really show me and get in there and no, dumbass, and pop my hand a little bit like I'm a toddler. Teach me. I learn by doing. Some people learn by seeing. Some people learn by seeing and doing. If I physically do something, if I read it, see it, touch it, taste it, if I physically interact with something, I pretty much learn it. That's why when I went back to college, it was an easy transition. All right, next question. We got like 4 more minutes before we end the segment and go on with Black People Are Dope.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh. So I got 2 questions that got hit to me at the same time, so I'm going to answer both of those. So I'm going to do the one that you guys heard first, and then I'm going to do the second one. All right, so the first one was, what is my favorite movie of all time? I don't watch a lot of movies or a lot of TV often.
I know, so it's going to be a good one.
But I don't think that's my favorite movie of all time. This is probably going to be cheesy, but I can honestly say I'm going to do 2. I'm going to do 2 movies. I'm going to do an old and a new movie. Newer age, the movie Fearless. I can watch that movie pretty much anytime it comes on. The Jet Li movie Fearless. From beginning to end. Like any part where that movie picks up at, I can watch that. That's probably my favorite movie overall of all time. But if I have to say a movie that I can pretty much go to all the time, if I could just sit there and watch that movie over and over, it'd probably be, it's a movie called Vantage Point. That's probably my favorite movie of all time. And I don't see it on TV. I don't see it out there often to watch, but if you ever got a chance to watch it, that's kind of how my mind works. So my wife always likes to say a beautiful mind, but I think Vantage Point, because my mind kind of pulls things from different places and abstractly put things together. So that's how I kind of see things. Then the other thing is what drives me. I'm kind of a self-motivator. It's kind of going to be weird because I'm kind of like, it's not as aggressive as them. I kind of say I'm more like kind of like a Shaq, where I'm like a big teddy bear, but I'm still kind of dominant and aggressive. But it's like I find different ways to drive myself, whether it be someone else's aggression or hate towards me or someone else's adulation and happiness towards me. It's like whatever the thing is that's coming towards me, I kind of just try to use that as my motivational fuel going forward. Like I don't have – like. If it's negative, I'm going to take that negative and use that energy in a positive manner. And if it's positive, we're going to ray beam like a steam of hope and go get it. So it depends on the person and the situation. But I mean, I'm just driven by success. I don't like to fail. Some people say you have a fear of failing. I'm like, no, I fail all the time. I just don't believe in failing. But my goals are way more higher than, like, most people tell me when I fail, they're like, that's your definition of failing? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, bro, like, you won a long time ago. My wife like be like, you're an overkill. Stop. You really won. Like, you really, 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 really won. But I'm one of those people, like, my goals are ridiculous. So when I reach a goal where the goal I'm reaching, people around me are like, yeah, I did. That's not what I was looking at. I just thought you wanted a slice of cake, not that you wanted the whole, like, Taj Mahal cake. I'm like, but I did. I got a slice of it, though. Shut up. The production manager is talking in the background. I need to mute her microphone. We're going to take a commercial break because she is getting ready to get beside herself and say something that probably shouldn't be said. So, I don't even know what I want to play because I got both of y'all on the phone, and y'all crazy tonight, y'all. Ooh.
I want to do something a little different tonight. God.
Ooh, we go. Listen, I usually don't on Sundays play too many rap songs, but there are some songs that I just feel like you gotta have on a good Sunday night. So if this was a good Sunday night and I was out on the town back in the day, and but I would like to, you know, because I'm gonna let y'all young cats have it. But if I could go out on my young day and I could have me a big body, not a bubble car, but like a SS Chevy 76, something like that. CJ, you know the type I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, some country cars.
You know, something black on black with some chrome all on it. This is a song that you should play in that car. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
AKA all up off in your main girl draw. Frank Dean in that hole.
All right, y'all, we are back. Oh, I got to do my black people are dope, man. And I told them I was going to give them a shout-out real quick. So let me do this right now, man. If you are ever in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area, please go to, if you decide to use Enterprise Services, please go to the one on 1404 Skybow Road. Go see my boy Cedric Harris. He is the branch manager over there. Go tell him I sent you. He will get you taken care of. Man, I appreciate everything that that brother did for us while we was in our travels coming out of there. They were very pleasant, very nice, and the entire staff was black. Black manager, black assistant manager, black staff, black cleaning crew, 100% black staff. So black people being dope, and they are literally rated the number one location in the city. So shout out to my boy Cedric Harris, man. Appreciate everything you did. CJ, we got time to kill before we end the show. So, man, let's chop it up, man. What's been going on, man? I want to chop it up a minute. I've been running around, and I finally took the time to breathe this weekend. Like, breathe.
Yeah, what's breathing feel like for you? How's that been?
It's good. I mean, being able to just get some monkeys off your back and be able to focus on what you got to do is always a good thing. So, like, we still got a few small hurdles to, you know, conquer over the next, like, 48 hours. But, like, everything is going the way I pretty much expected it. Like, it's funny because, like, to a lot of people, it's like they think that a lot of things are happening outside of me and my wife have this conversation often, right? And people call themselves intercessor prayers, empaths. Like, everybody want to give them their give themselves different titles and different things. And here's what I tell people. I don't want to be any of those things. I've never tried to give myself a title of anything. I don't care about titles. I tell people who often meet me, the first thing I tell them is what? Don't give me a title, right?
Right.
But if you are going to be a person who claims that you see things, I just don't understand how, as people claim that they see things and they got all this fucking sight and they can't see the fucking hell that's going on around them. Like, I need some of y'all. Like, it's fact checking season for me, and you could call it what you want to call it. But I was raised by a lot of thugs in the street. I took my wife to go meet the thugs that raised me, and she'll tell you straight up, like, listen, them some damn goons for no reason. They wake up and like it's some. Like you ever be like, hey, what would it look like to meet a person who looked like they just got woken up to gunpowder every day? Like, somebody just put gunpowder under their nose every day and put a lean piece of meat on a plate. Like, that's half the people I know. And so it's just interesting that when you try to step outside your circle and you try to show people a different value and a different virtue system than what they're used to, that most people almost make you have to go back to the most primitive element of life, and that's survival instincts. And in survival is kill or be killed, be strong or be destroyed, have dominion or be under dominion. Like, all of those things matter, and as you go through life, you have to understand which parts of those things you want to participate in and which parts you don't. One of the things that I tell everybody that I know, I'm not better than you, you're not better than me. If all things being fair, we're equal. So now how do we work together? The funniest thing is the people who are generally saying negative things against you, the people who are literally fighting against you, the people who are literally whatever they are doing that are coming at you, when you ask that question or you make that declarative statement, one of the things you're quickly going to find out is they don't have a plan or a solution to actually help you. They all had an idea. They had a thought. They had words that they used to waste time and to fill space in that moment. They had no desire. They had no will, and they planned to put forth no effort to do anything in those words that they just said to you. Those were false promises, false statements. And I say that because we have to understand, just because that is the truth, that doesn't make them bad people. We're so quick and so ready to label people good and bad, and that term is so irrelevant. What is your relationship with that person? What is your relationship with that situation? And if it is positive, then be positive with it. If it is negative, try to be the gauge in the control system that turns it into positive. But if it cannot be swayed to be positive and it's adversely impacting you, then you have to sever ties with it. It's like a bag of apples or pears touching each other or fruit touching each other. Once you remove the bad fruit and then clean off all the fruit and put it back in the refrigerator, the rest of the fruit is still good, right? Because you took the bad parts away. But if you leave the bad part in there and just go to sleep one night and get back up, just one night, all of it's bad. Because you didn't do anything with it at the time. Stop wasting your time and deal with the bad now so the rest of your life can be good. We keep putting the bad on the back burner, but the bad, the longer you don't deal with bad, the bigger bad gets. Bad goes from bad to worse to just, after work, I don't even know why people try to come up with the description after worse. Bad and worse are bad enough. You don't need another description. That is just like the four horsemen of the apocalypse showed up after worse. Like, you have bad, worse, whatever the fuck that looks like, because most people don't come back from that. They turn into the worst design. After that, you're the worst part of yourself. Some people don't. Look at the people who have gone through things similar to you, and look at what that did to them, and look how they couldn't get back up, and look at where their life went just in that one bad moment. We're not even going to go with what your worst moment was in life. Just look at what they couldn't go through in going through a bad moment with you. Some people crack under a bad moment. So imagine what it would look like if they cracked under your worst situation. Imagine what it would look like if they were with you when the four horsemen of the apocalypse showed up, and it was, I need to trust your word in that moment. If not, we're both dead. A lot of people think that they have friends in that caliber until they really go through some shit, and then they start realizing that's really not my best friend. A lot of the times, the people that we're going through with, their companion wounded buddies. I'm hurt, you're hurt, we're going to be hurt together. I hurt, you hurt, we hurt, we're going to hurt together. You better put their bags down and get your dumb ass up and walk away. Stop being hurt together. Hurt people hurt people. If you have a gift and your gift is impacting people, use your gift, whatever your gift is. Some people have the gift of sight. Some people have the gift of hearing. Some people have the gift of touch. Some people have the gift of food. Some people have the gift of gardening. Some people have the gift of dance. Some people have the gift of singing. Some people have the gift of musicianship. There's all types of gifts out here. Everybody wants to act like because they were born to a certain family that they got to have the same gift, the same Elizabeth, whatever, listen, whatever she decides her gifts is, she will use them and so forth and what she sees fit to do with. My goal is to give her an opportunity to be able to do that more freely. That should be the goal of a parent, is to give your child the freedom to grow. We are so fucking afraid, and I have tried to not cuss on this show as much, but I want to say this because the word that I'm about to say are needed in the statement. We are so fucking afraid to watch, allow, and admit that our children have grown up. As humans, that's our biggest fear, is that our children have grown up and they no longer need us. If you are a great parent, if you are a highly successful parent, you know what the greatest sign of your day is? When your child decides that it no longer needs you and it can walk out of the door and no longer rely on you. Because here's what people don't understand, and I'm gonna hit y'all with something that's so immeasurable when you understand it from this standpoint. When you go out there and you now go build on your own without your parents' help, without your grandparents' help, and you're able to sustain, and you're able to build, and you're able to grow, the value of you and your family increased immensely. But if you stay up under one, and only there's no balloon effect, there's no ripple effect, there's one is the equation, is the mathematical equation that every person should be trying to avoid. Because think about this. When you multiply, stop. When you multiply one times any number, what do you get?
That number.
That's it. You can't get anything. You can't be any greater. You can't be any less. You're standing still. And we come back to that word of the day, which is stagnant, standing still. All right, CJ, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get up out of here. I don't even want to play a song. I want to get up out of here because it is time to go. We got things to do and places to be tomorrow. So let's go ahead and give these beautiful people a word of the day so you know how we do it this time of the night. So it's all on you. Give them your word of the day.
Our word of the day is kindness. Just be kind to the next person next to you. Just be nice. You never know what somebody else is going through.
I like that one. Be kind. Be gentle. I really like that one. That's it. I'm not even going to give anything behind that. You gave the word of the night. There is no other word of the night. I am going to end on this song, and I love you guys. God bless. Good night.
I'm feeling nice, champion fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. These are for the people that we work hard. All hold on to the man. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cups there, man. Night the feeling right. Going on a high grade flight. Dogs are cruel out. Girls are roll out. Everything is nice. Yeah. Oh, 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 everything is time. And if you fuck up, refill your cup.
The music I play till the speaker fuck up. When they click me finger like you rock. She a wine and a romance rock. Reaching out to all of the 9 to 5. Where you put in the work and a fight is tried. You with your youth, it's easy exam stress and all the vibes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
9 to 6 in going on a high grade flight. Clubs are full out, girls are roll out. Everything is nice, yeah.